quarantiners, it's Remy, still here in Rem's attic on the other side of the gate. As always, shout out to my bestie Fiona for getting these recordings to the producers. Today is Friday, December 11th, and guess what? It's the first day of Hanukkah. Well, technically it started at sundown last night, but it's officially day one. Very happy Hanukkah to everyone out there who celebrates it. For those who don't know, Hanukkah is the Jewish festival of lights. But what it actually means is dedication. Why? Take it away, Alexpedia!
Hanukkah is an 8-day holiday celebrating the rededication of the Temple of Jerusalem after it was retaken by the Maccabees, a group of Jewish warriors from the Greeks in the 2nd century BC.
And the story you've probably heard is how they only had a small amount of oil to keep the temple's fire burning, but it miraculously lasted 8 days, which is why we light the menorah each night of Hanukkah. We also spin the dreidel and eat gelt, and
you know they can just flugel this on their own time, Farside.
Did I mention RJ is here?
No, you didn't. And I was wondering how long it was gonna take you.
Hang on, did you say flugel?
Yeah, flugel. How you look stuff up on the internet. Do you not have that?
We call it Google. Well, that's just weird. Okay, so we're going to talk about why RJ's here and how we're managing to keep our distance from each other.
And from me!
And from Rem. But first, we found an old menorah up here and Rem brought us some candles last night. So I thought you might like to hear a little bit of us lighting them and saying one of the prayers.
Gotta say, hearing Remy, Rem, and RJ harmonizing? Very strange. But sort of touching, too.
Enjoy!
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kishanu b'mitzvato V'tzivanu lehadlik ner
Take our act on the road. You heard of Fifth Harmony and One Direction. Please welcome the Three Dimensions.
No thanks.
I'm in, as long as we can find a way not to see each other.
Now would probably be a good time to explain that since RJ came through unannounced a few days ago, I've made it my mission to keep the three Remys.
Three RJs.
Whatever. To keep these three apart. I found an old sheet in the attic and I divided the room in half. Remy on one side.
And me on the boring side.
It's an attic. Neither side is that great, RJ.
Easy for you to say. You're on the fun side.
Can we just do the shoutouts? Fiona sent them through.
RJ. Want to pitch in?
Pass. No surprise there. Happy 12th birthday to Catherine in Arizona. Happy 10th to Lilia in Massachusetts. Happy 12th to Jacob in Colorado. Happy 11th to Belle. And happy 11th to Olivia, who listens to the podcast at school. Ingrid wants to wish her cousin Thomas a happy birthday. Shout out to Liana Sydney. And Laura wants to shout out her mom for being the best mom.
Malia and her puppy Cosette want to give a shout out to their sisters Abby and Kaylin. Shout out to Ms. Mark's virtual 5th grade class. And shout out to Chan Jun's 5th grade class in South Korea and their teachers Ms. Sun and Ms. Morzette.
And shout out to Chan Jun's fish, Remy, Alex, Rem, Xander, RJ, and Lex. Nice! And this just in, shout out to Zoe who just had her 13th birthday yesterday.
And shout out to her brother Sam.
Okay, so RJ, would you like to explain to the quarantiners why you're here?
Yes, but not because you asked me to. I'm here because I heard you were staging a rescue, and it was clear that you needed all the help you could get.
Here we go!
Yes, here we go, farther side. Point is, Whittier Corp has holidays from all three of our worlds, so why not have all three of us in on the mission?
That actually makes sense.
Thank you, Alex. You know what doesn't make sense? You and your sister being dumber than those boxes you flew in the other day.
Hey!
Did you really think you were going to fool Uncle Dr. Gabriel Augustine?
Kinda.
Well, now he's on to you.
But for some reason, he's keeping it to himself. He hasn't told my parents and he hasn't come looking for you up here.
He's waiting for us to make a move. And I can't say I like that.
Yes, he outsmarted you two, which, I mean, let's be honest, is not exactly rocket science.
Okay, that's enough of that.
I'm trying to tell you that I can make it right, because, unlike you, I'm here and Augustine doesn't know it.
She's right about that, Remy. It's pretty much the only advantage we have right now.
Are you saying we're counting on RJ to fix this?
Not just her. We're gonna need Xander, too.
I knew you'd eventually ask for my help.
Oh, great. We're relying on RJ and Xander working together? This is gonna be fun.
Okay, quarantiners. I can't say I'm excited about this plan, but right now, it's the best we've got. RJ, are you there? Over.
Yeah, I'm here, Farside. You want to say hi, Xander?
I'm good. We're outside the Whittier Court building. I used my ID to get us across the bridge, and it should be able to get her in the front door, too.
You want to tell him the plan, Remy?
I guess so. So, here's how it works. Hopefully. Xander gets RJ into the building and then creates a distraction so that Uncle Gabriel and all his Whittier Court pals aren't paying attention when RJ sneaks in and goes looking for all three holidays. After that, well, RJ says she's got it covered.
RJ says a lot of things.
Yes, Rem, she does. But she also took a big risk coming here, which was definitely brave. I believe in her. I choose to believe in her.
Should we see how it's going?
RJ, are you in? Over. RJ?
I'm in. But when Xander said he was going to create a distraction, I didn't know he was going full-on mutant.
What's he doing? What's all that noise?
Well, he's using telekinesis to throw around all the furniture in the lobby. He's acting like he's lost control of his powers.
I can't stop it! Get Uncle Gabriel! Get the scientists!
Go Xander!
I'm heading for the elevator. I'll keep the walkie channel open.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry!
Okay, I'm at the elevator. I'm in. Xander said to try floor 13, but I don't see a button for 13.
Good afternoon. What floor, please?
Who's that? That would be the elevator. It talks? Apparently. Hey there, Mr. Elevator. 13th floor?
13th floor. Please stand clear of the closing door.
Wait. That sounds like...
Ivan! RJ, I think you should get out.
What? Why?
Unauthorized intruder. Unauthorized intruder.
Uh-oh.
Unauthorized intruder.
RJ?
Unauthorized intruder.
Yeah.
Unauthorized
Looks
intruder.
Like I'm kinda
unauthorized
trapped.
Unauthorized intruder. Unauthorized intruder. Unauthorized intruder. Unauthorized intruder. Unauthorized intruder. Unauthorized intruder. Unauthorized intruder.